Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. Jeremy Michael Jenkins appeared in court today to face two misdemeanor counts of assault and battery. The charges stem from incidents involving two victims. During the arraignment, Jenkins questioned the number of counts against him, but Judge Ferris confirmed the two-count complaint. A plea of not guilty was entered on his behalf, and the court appointed attorney Martin Borzendek to handle the case moving forward. Jenkins is currently being detained in Sanilac County Jail on another assault and battery charge. Judge Ferris set bond at $3,500 cash, emphasizing the need to ensure Jenkins remains available for future court dates. The judge also imposed a strict no-contact order prohibiting Jenkins from communicating with either victims. Jenkins is due back in court for a plea cutoff hearing on August 20th at 10 a.m. And Kevin, in Huron County District Court, Kevin Saunders Gambard Jr. appeared before Judge Jillian Ferris to address unpaid fines in two separate cases. Gambard explained he has been homeless for a year and lost his job, leaving him with balances totaling over $650, alongside approximately $200 in accumulated late and bench warrant fees. After confirming he had secured cash assistance and presenting a $50 payment as a show of good faith, the court established a monthly payment plan. Under the agreement, Saunders Gambert Jr. was set up on a payment plan that he could afford in order to ensure that the court will be paid. He provided the court with his current contact information. When we come back from this Oak Beach Auto sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto, they're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has six modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on. From Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-hour wrecker service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346 for Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with your local news, a major shakeup is brewing in Lake Township. The County Election Commission has officially cleared the way for recall efforts against four local leaders. Supervisor Valerie McCollum, Clerk Lisa Clinton, Treasurer Nicole Collins, and Trustee Dale Hartzell are now all targets of approved recall petitions. The complaints, which the commission deemed factual and clear, range from budget disputes, specifically salary hikes, to allegations of dodging public town halls and violating open meeting rules. The clock is now ticking for the officials, who have until July 17th to file an appeal with the circuit court. If no appeals are filed by that deadline, the recall campaigns are authorized to begin collecting signatures. This decision follows on the heels of the approval of the recall petition against Huron County Commissioner Steve Vaughn. Vaughn has appealed the Huron County Election Commission's decision to the Huron County Circuit Court, where a judge will determine whether the commission acted appropriately in approving the petition. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-Hour Wrecker Service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. Your